Tonight, 7 p.m., Grand Valley's Pew Grand Rapids campus, DeVos Building, that Loosemore Auditorium is where we gather to hear words from one of my next guests for sure. These issues of free speech and safe spaces on college campuses have come to the forefront in the mainstream media in recent months, so let's talk about it. There will be a dialogue on this issue of Marketplace of Ideas. Louis Menand, welcome to the morning show. Good to see you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Professor, doctor, I'm sure there would be in front of your words, but you told me to call you Louie.
That's fine.
Glad you're here as well, Gleese Whitney, doing good things with the Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies. How are you?
Thank you very much, Shelley. Doing well this morning. We're just delighted for the day that's going to unfold.
Yes, that's a good attitude. More of us need to take that. Joe Hogan, appreciate you, Program Director of the Hauenstein Center's Common Ground Initiative, which explained to me what that's all about.
So thanks very much, Shelley. So the Common Ground Initiative exists at the Hauenstein Center. It is an effort really to find common ground and common cause between the political and cultural left and right. And we've brought Luke Menand out here today to talk in a sense about finding common ground in the academy between disciplines at universities, and he's come to talk about how universities really ought to be marketplaces of ideas.
Yes, and Gleaves, you hold Louis's hand, book in your hand.
Yes, well, we might even be holding hands here before too long. You never know, but because
I'll
he is
start
such
kumbaya.
He is because he yes. is. If you'll permit me to run with this little joke that you just opened up, he is a wonderful intellectual leader right now, and the way that he has framed the challenges of the academy, higher education in general in this country, just marvelous. I mean, he's saying things that other people are not saying. I think he's driving discussion that needs to be driven about what is the academy nowadays, what is the role of the humanities, why the humanities have to work so hard to justify themselves nowadays, but is there still a viable role? He has great questions, and he's tackled those questions with a lot of verve. Wonderful essayist. We really recommend the Marketplace of Ideas. He's really setting the tone for an extremely important conversation for Americans to have.
Louis, let's have you talk a little about your journey, if you would.
My journey. Well, first of all, thanks, Gleaves, for saying all those nice things. My journey to this book came about because I've been a professor my whole career, but I've also done a lot of writing for non-academic venues, magazines, principally, and try to reach an audience that's both inside and outside the academy. So I tried this book that we're talking about called The Marketplace of Ideas is about the contemporary university, and I try to approach that subject in the same way I would approach any subject I was writing for a general audience. What goes on in this institution? How does it work the way it works? How is it not working the way we want it to be working? Who are these people who populate it and who run it and teach in it and write in it? And I tried to just analyze it the way I would analyze any other subject I was writing about for a magazine. I have a little bit of a Gleaves, we were talking just before we came in, and had a little bit of an odd position because although I'm an academic and I'm a professor at Harvard, I'm also a magazine writer and I've written for magazines my whole career. So I'm a little bit inside and a little bit outside the academy. I don't think that makes me special, but it gives me a little bit of a perspective on what goes on.
Gleaves, obviously, this discussion tonight fits the Hauenstein Center's mission.
Well, it does. And Joe admirably introduced the idea of the Common Ground Initiative. What we're trying to do is provide a space in higher education in the modern university where, you know, conservatives can reformulate, redefine their tradition. Progressives can reformulate, redefine their tradition. And there are yet other traditions that are being expressed. We want to provide a space in higher education where these different people can come together and in the course of redefining their ideas, who they are, how it fits in with American history and institutions, can they find common ground working with people with whom, oh, in a general sense, they might think, oh, we disagree, we have nothing to say to each other. I guess I'm an optimist. I think that when people start exploring the deep roots of their tradition philosophically and historically, that it opens up possibilities for discourse. And as you know, we have a track record now at the Hauenstein Center. We've had a number of programs over the last 3 years, thanks to funding from the NEH and other very generous donors who also get this idea. We've had the ability to bring people together with very disparate views and actually have a good time finding common ground. And we would point, I think, our most famous recent program was to have Cornel West and Robbie George come in from totally antithetical positions, and yet the way that they were able to take something that on the face of it was a disagreement and reframe it so that they could talk about it in a useful way. It was just a marvelous lesson for people to see as it unfolded before a public, 700 people. So that's the kind of thing that we do at the Hauenstein Center.
Joe Hogan, your words.
So, yes, that is what we're about at the Hauenstein Center and the Common Ground Initiative. And again, this evening, Luke Menand is here really to talk about how we can find common ground in universities, not just between the left and the right in the academy, but also between disciplines. How, for instance, can humanities professors and humanities students, someone studying literature, really orient themselves toward the world and start thinking about how can I apply my training to issues in culture? So we're very excited to have him this evening again at 7 p.m.
Great. Dr. Menand, let's have you tell us more of what you are looking to share tonight.
Well, I just want to say, just to underline what Gleave said, think how rare it is, actually, that people who have different views on subjects have an opportunity to get together and talk about them in a non-confrontational way. And this isn't just true in the academy. So in the academy, for example, who do English professors talk to? They talk to other English professors. Mm-hmm. Who do biology professors talk to? They talk to other biology professors. They rarely have a chance to talk to people who are in fields where the approach to the material might be quite different. And the same thing's true in the public culture. The people who watch Fox News just watch Fox News. The people who watch Jon Stewart just watch Jon Stewart. The only opportunity they have to see those views presented simultaneously is in a point-counterpoint talking head situation where it's strictly a debate. An opportunity to have a dialogue, an actual exchange of ideas, an attempt to find what my colleagues are calling a common ground is very uncommon, especially in universities where you would expect that kind of thing to be going on.
So not the question. I mean, how do we make that happen? How do we get the biology professor to talk to the English professor?
More centers. Yeah. Centers are places in universities that's kind of where people break out of departmental modes. And centers are well worth funding from a point of view of universities because they are places where people can get together and have a conversation. And that's much rarer than you might imagine.
You're a Hauenstein Center.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, this is a great walking advertisement. Hey, can we just hang around for the next month? No, it's true. And that's a tribute to the leadership at this university. Don Lubbers understood the importance of centers when he was president. He was president of this university, for 33 years, Shelley? I mean, he was the dean of American college presidents. And Don was always innovative, creative, looking for the opportunities to bring people together in unusual ways. The Hauenstein Center, of course, is an outgrowth of that. And Don's friendship with Ralph Hauenstein was particularly instrumental. And Ralph has had such a diverse career, a leader in so many fields, that when the two of them started talking about a Hauenstein Center, I mean, just imagine the possibilities. You know, you get those two talking over a martini, about the possibilities for this center. And I've been fortunate to be the first full-time director, and it's been a great gig.
You bet. Joe, is there a registration for tonight, or are you full at the room here?
There is space, not a lot of it, so I do encourage listeners to get onto our website, go to hauensteincenter.org/RSVP. You can sign up for a spot tonight at the Charles W. Loosemore Auditorium in the Richard M. DeVos Center. Again, the event starts at 7 p.m. It's getting pretty booked, so I encourage you to do it soon.
Right. Dr. Menand, again, questions you may get tonight. Why do all professors tend to be Democrats? What happened to general education and liberal arts?
Yes? Yeah, I'm going to talk about some of that tonight. I'm mainly going to talk about the fate of the humanities, that is to say, the study of literature and the arts and philosophy and history in higher education. There's been a lot of student flight from these fields. Enrollments are down. This is a national issue at the elite schools, the public schools, the small schools. And it's driven a little bit by economic anxiety. It's driven a little bit by technological change. So we're going to talk about the future of those disciplines.
You bet.
See how much fun we're going to have, Shelley?
That's right.
Yeah, making my reservation
and everything
now.
Else that comes up.
That's really wild.
Free Jen. Speech, whatever.
Are you Lewis, Luke, or Louie? Dr. Manand, is there a best way to find out more about your print work, the Marketplace of Ideas and More? Do you have a website or?
I don't have a website, but Amazon lists my book.
We'll list your book and we'll get that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for seeing you in advance. Wrapping it up, I'll start with you, Joe Hogan.
Again, RSVP at howenstein.org. We look forward to seeing you this evening at the Lewis Moore Auditorium at 7 p.m.
Right. And Gleaves Whitney.
Tonight's going to be much more rewarding than sitting in front of your TV and watching Fox tonight or MSNBC tonight.
Yeah,
we're going to really make some progress tonight.
You mentioned both. Thank you all for your good words, and certainly see you tonight on behalf of the Howenstein Center for what you do. Take care.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.